Hey guys, welcome back to the Sunday Afternoon Podcast. My name is Jennifer.
And I'm Jelana. Did you almost forget the name of our podcast?
No. Hasn't been that long. Well, we're excited to be recording again.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
It's been a little bit. Yeah. We are back from our mid-season break. I hope you didn't miss us too much.
But we know you did, so it's fine.
You know,
wipe your tears.
Later. Right.
We are here. Yeah, but thank you guys for sticking around and hanging out with us, even though we did take our break. In the world of social media, that can be a... bad. I was trying to think of a funny metaphor, but I was like, really? It's just bad.
Well, they say consistency is key when it comes to content.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to say. But yeah, thanks for sticking around. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we're consistently awesome, so, you know, consistent.
Yeah. Finger guns.
Anyway.
So, for today's episode, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. It's something that's not talked about often among church circles. Among or amongst?
I don't really know. Amongst? It might be amongst. We'll look it up later. But either way, certain church circles, because some we found do talk about the Holy Spirit a lot or more Holy Spirit-focused churches and people from different backgrounds. You know, we found that some... rarely heard about the Holy Spirit at all. So we just wanted to talk more about why that is and why we think the Holy Spirit is an important member of this Trinity.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, but first we're going to get into our segment, Love and Let Go. So you want to kick us off?
Sure.
All right.
Well, this week I am loving graphic tees. Not just this week, but I've just decided that I'm here for it. It's a trend. It's a trend, really? You know, kind of like oversized graphic tees. Not in the sense that we used to buy graphic tees from Charlotte Russe, but, you know, like just t-shirts that have words on them.
Yeah.
Usually people's clothing brands or whatever. I feel like there's just a lot of like t-shirt brands, especially Christian t-shirt brands popping up on Instagram. And it's trendy, it's cool, and I'm here for it because I've always been a t-shirt girl.
That's funny because I actually didn't know that graphic tees were a trend, but I feel like I've always had an appreciation for them because like I feel like either I want my shirt to absolutely say nothing on it, or if it's going to say something, it should be something that's
like important.
It's important, not just like, you know, I hate Mondays.
Right.
Like, really? That's what you wanted to say to the world today? It's like, okay.
Right.
Or some dumb, like, you know, just whatever, but.
Or my like the ones that say, I didn't want to be here, or tequila and tacos. It's like, why are you putting that on your body?
Yeah. I don't personally get it.
Yeah.
So whatever, but great.
Yeah. Anyway, graphic tees and like band t-shirts are a trend, and I'm very comfortable because of it. So that's what I'm loving. Mm-hmm. And I am letting go, hear me, of going to the gym.
What? Indoor workouts now?
Right. I was like, I'm not letting go of exercise. There's a past week and a half, at least, maybe more. I've been just doing like body weight stuff at home instead of going to the gym. And it started as just because it fit better in my schedule, or, you know, I just didn't feel like going to the gym. I feel like you need to at least block out 2 hours for drive time, being there and showering. I like to lay on the floor when I get back for a little bit. You know, it just takes up a lot of time. It's an event. So if I could just cut that out by doing like a 30-minute HIIT workout in the driveway, then, you know, it works better for me. So that's what I've been doing. And the gym is weird when you think about it. There's too many TVs sometimes. There's just things that you don't want to watch. Music that you don't really want to listen to. Your headphones die and then you're just stuck. And then there's weird people. I don't know. I'm just over it. Yeah. Not people. Just weird people at the gym. You know, but you have to deal with guys at the gym.
Yeah.
Just, not all of them, but you know who you are.
Because they're listening. Because
they're tuning in. And yeah, so I'm just taking a break.
Yeah, I support that. I feel like I went through, I gotta go through phases of where it's like, I love the gym, yeah. And then phases where I'm just like, all about the at home.
Yeah.
Like YouTube workouts or yeah. stuff you make up on your own.
So yeah. So I might go back next week. I don't know. Because I do miss lifting weights. Yeah. But just give me a minute. I'll probably figure out a way to do that here too.
Okay. Well, for me, what I'm loving. Okay. So I've been sleeping in a different direction. So like where the head of my bed is now, that's where my feet go. If that makes any sense. So I've been sleeping in a different direction. I don't know what it is, but I've been getting the best sleep the past few nights sleeping in the new direction. I just feel like maybe it's because it feels new, so it's just like, ooh. But I don't know. I just feel really good about it. I've been having some solid sleep. I'm here for it.
Sleep is good.
Sleep is good, man. You
definitely need it.
Okay, what I'm letting go is seeing myself as small. And it's so funny because I feel like it's so cliche, but like I read all these things on Instagram, like, you know, you're don't think small, you know, you're worth more than that, or whatever. Just like these really, really cliche things. And I've read those for years. I'm always thinking like that's so cliche and it's so lame. But for whatever reason, been reading them lately and even resonating with me. And I didn't get this thought because I read it on Instagram. Which, and that would have been fine too, but it's not from Instagram. But I feel like just, and I guess it's something I've been dealing with the past few years, but I didn't even realize it. Maybe more so to the past like year. But just like not seeing the worth that the Lord has put in me and operating in a way that I am small. Like, not trusting that he's equipped me, you know? So, I need to let that go. Because I got things to do.
Right. So.
But yeah, I'm letting that go. Got big girl moves to make.
Good.
Pretend I never said that. That was so...
Nope, definitely giving it in.
That was so lame. Anyway.
I got big girl moves.
Moving on. So let's get into the topic here.
Talking about the Holy Spirit. And like we said, we recognize that people, you know, are coming from different backgrounds. So maybe for you, you're like, what? My church only worship the Holy Spirit. And some of you might feel like when you hear the Holy Spirit, it's always not even, I don't know if taboo is the right word, but it's something that's hard to understand. I think that's how it was for me growing up. It was like the Father and the Son, I could wrap my mind around.
Yeah.
And I knew that the Holy Spirit existed.
Yeah.
But I honestly don't even know if I thought about it much.
Yeah.
In the way that I do now.
Yeah. It's weird because, yeah, I feel like I heard about the Holy Spirit obviously growing up. Well, I shouldn't say obviously, but I heard about the Holy Spirit growing up. But it wasn't something to where I was like, oh, I understand the Holy Spirit. It's just okay, I know God sent his Son to die on the cross, and he died and came and rose again, and now he's in heaven. Those are people. You can understand that concept.
Right.
But then, like, the Holy Spirit, there was no, like, oh, God sent his Son to die, and he also sent his Holy Spirit to die. You know, it's just Jesus.
Right, right.
And then sometimes I feel like I would use it interchangeably.
Right.
But then not even understanding that they are separate.
Mm-hmm.
And that they shouldn't always be used interchangeably because they're different. The Holy Spirit didn't come to die.
Right.
However, Jesus is the Holy Spirit.
The Spirit is of Jesus.
Yes, it's all three in one. We're not even going to get into that. Sorry, I don't even know why I brought that up because I can't even fully wrap my mind around that. But yeah.
Like Jesus left us his Spirit.
Yes.
Which is so interesting to me because now as an adult, I'm reading the Bible for myself. I mean, there's so much about the Holy Spirit that I still don't know, or I think I'm just now recognizing, like it's things that I knew intellectually, but really like, okay, what does this mean?
Right.
And we asked on Instagram what other people
grew up hearing about the Holy Spirit, and I just want to read one response because I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah.
So she was basically saying that her growing up, the sermons didn't go much into depth about the Holy Spirit past talking about the Trinity, mm-hmm. which same, and some scripture references if it was related. But she thinks it would have been helpful if earlier she had heard about the Holy Spirit and the significance of the Holy Spirit in today's world. And because there were maybe times she was being guided by the Holy Spirit, but probably gave credit to my own intuition.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, that's real.
Yeah.
Like the practicality of Jesus' Spirit in us, like what that means living right. in the Spirit, I think is what was missing for me. So yeah. I knew that the Holy Spirit was a part of the Trinity, and I knew that the Holy Spirit was God, but that was pretty much it.
Yeah. Same. And I feel like, I don't know, I guess since I didn't understand the purpose of the Holy Spirit, I feel like that's why I would attribute, like, oh, if I had, like, a good idea
mm-hmm.
about something, or I knew something about someone before they told me,
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, that's just, I'm just very, like, discerning, because from past experiences, I know this, I saw little signs, so yes, of course I knew. But it's like, no, like, that's
right.
the Holy Spirit talking to you, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Like, leading you.
Right. I think I only credited the Holy Spirit for when I felt, like, convicted.
Yeah. yeah.
And then, so it wasn't really, for me, seen as a gift. It was like the Holy Spirit was there to just make me feel guilty.
I don't know. I don't feel like I really understood the Holy Spirit. I'm still learning about the Holy Spirit, but I don't feel like I really understood or recognized him until this year, maybe.
Right.
like,
right.
The past, you know, maybe like past a year or so. Right.
Which, like you said, on some level, they are interchangeable because yeah. Jesus said he's going to leave us his Spirit.
Right.
So the Spirit is Jesus.
Yeah.
It's of Jesus, you know.
Yeah.
But what I want to get into is, like, instances in the Bible or verses in the Bible that speak to who the Holy Spirit is as right. a standalone part of the Trinity, which sounds like an oxymoron.
Standalone part of the Trinity.
Do you know what I mean?
Or do they?
I don't know. But starting, like, in Acts, the day of Pentecost, like, Jesus, before he went up to be with the Father, he told them to go and wait for the Spirit to come. So when Jesus was about to die, he was telling the disciples that it was good for him to go away because they were stressed about him dying. They didn't understand what that meant. They just spent the last 3 years with him thinking mm-hmm. that they were going to, you know, overturn things and rule. And he was like, no, I'm going to die. I'm going to go away. And they're like, what? And he's like, but it's good that I'm going away because the advocate is going to come. So unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And the advocate is the Holy Spirit. And mm-hmm. so for Jesus to say that, no, it's good for me to go because then the next thing is coming.
Yeah.
You know, and for us, as you know, the background that I grew up in was just kind of Southern Baptist. And I won't speak for all Southern Baptist churches, but I don't think we heard about the importance of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Spirit's function in our
yeah.
lives. And so to hear Jesus now say, like, it was good for him to go because he was sending someone. It's like, okay, well, this is something that obviously the disciples paid attention to, but why do we think we can live life and not acknowledge the gift that Jesus, like, left us with?
Right.
And then in Acts chapter 1, verse 4, he says, do not leave Jerusalem. He's telling them, like, really to stay put and be expectant until the Father sends you the gift he promised, as I told you before. John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And still, it's like, okay, as a disciple, they're probably like, what is the Spirit going to
yeah.
do? You know?
Yeah.
But just the expectancy that they must have had and the urgency that Jesus had in to tell them to, like, stay where you are. Like,
mm-hmm.
the Spirit is coming. This is what's next.
Yeah.
That must have been, I don't know. That
yeah.
must have been nuts.
Yeah, I can't even, I'm putting myself in their shoes and I'm just thinking about, like, you have this teacher
mm-hmm.
who you're listening to, you're following on a day-to-day basis, and then he dies and says, I'm going to be with you, but in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be equipped by my Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even make sense. It's like, you were going to do what? Right. What do you mean? Like,
he died and then resurrected.
Yeah. So and now you're leaving your spear? Like, right. What are you talking about? Like, right. What is happening? Right. I mean, that, it's just, it's literally just like an extreme shift.
Right.
Because as Christians now, that's all we know is like, well, maybe not all of us, but like, yeah, Holy Spirit. Like, that's that's what we know. But to think about them, they didn't have a concept of the Holy Spirit. It was just Jesus. We followed, this is our teacher, this is our leader. And now we're going to have his spirit in all of us? Mm-hmm. Huh? You know, it's like, what does that mean? So,
right.
It's interesting.
And even if they did have a concept of God's spirit from, like, the Old Testament, because the spirit is mentioned, talks about Samson, that was the first thing to come to mind, like, the spirit would come on him and he would have his strength. So they probably knew. But just that idea that's like, wait, so we're all going to have the Holy Spirit
at the same time? In us?
Right. Forever? Like, what? And I don't know.
Yeah.
Just imagine, like, all that they had seen up to that point, all the things that Jesus had done, and he's just like, but wait, there's more, you know? They're like, okay, let's go hide in a room and wait.
Yeah.
Like, how can we have that same expectancy now, I think, is where I'm at. What can I learn about the gift that I was given at salvation?
And the Holy Spirit is important because, like, he gives us the understanding of Scripture. I think when you're, like, reading Scripture and it become, and you start to understand the meaning of what you're reading, it's not you in and of yourself.
Right.
You, this genius.
Right.
It's the Lord revealing this information to you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's important. And I just thought of another one. The Holy Spirit also helps us discern, like, right and wrong. Like we said, conviction, which is different than guilt and shame.
Mm-hmm.
Conviction, like, admonishes you and encourages you to be more Christ-like.
Mm-hmm.
But if we ignore that, then we're treating the Holy Spirit kind of like a nuisance, like, oh, stop convicting me, instead of like the gift that he is. So
And I also think that he reminds us of who we are in him. Like, I don't know, I feel like I'll have days or something where I'm just kind of like being really hard on myself, or I'm just like really down about something or just frustrated about something, and the Lord reminds me that, look, I am for you, not against you, and you are my child. Again, I'm not thinking of those things in and of myself because I'm having a bad day.
Right.
But it's like the Lord is like, he's there to actually give you comfort and to let you know that he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And how good is that?
That is really good.
Like, it's just like always having a security blanket.
Mm-hmm. Ephesians talks about the Holy Spirit being the seal of our salvation. In chapter 1 and 13, it says, and you were also included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. So that's how in Acts people knew, the disciples knew that people were really like converting to Christianity, because the Spirit would come on them in very real ways. A lot of times they would start speaking in tongues, or, you know, the disciples were walking around and people were getting healed just by being in their shadow. So it was the evidence that they had been saved. And for us, it's the same. It's the evidence that we've been saved. But so how do we recognize the Spirit in our lives to be able to see, like, the fruit of our salvation?
I think definitely when you think about the fruits of the Spirit, like love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, self-control. Galatians 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Galatians 5. You see the fruits of the Spirit there. But I think when you have those actually present in your life in such a way where it's actually developing and growing, and it's, you know, others can see it as well, I think that's, I feel like, a clear sign to me that you're walking by the Spirit, that you're actually having him lead you, that you're following him versus doing your own thing.
Right. The evidence is the fruit, like you're saying. I think I used to view the fruit of the Spirit as kind of like a list to strive towards.
Yeah.
Versus the evidence of what it looks like to live a life surrendered to Jesus.
Yeah.
So it's not a checklist. It's like, But at the same time, we need to, we need to examine our lives to see, like, okay, am I being joyful? Am I being loving? Do I have peace? But those things are will come as we as we follow Jesus, as we learn about him, as we seek him, as we, you know, read his word. So it's twofold. Yes, it's something that we should measure our lives against, but at the same time, it's not. So let me just fake kindness and so I can check it off.
Yeah. Like, that's not helpful.
For anyone. But then there's also, like, gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12 says that, 12 verse 4 says there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. So the evidence of the Spirit in our lives are the fruit of the Spirit and also the spiritual gifts. Every believer who has the Holy Spirit has a gift of the Spirit, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, which is kind of nice.
It's like super legit.
It's like a party favor, in my opinion. It's like, thanks for coming, here's our gift. It's like, oh, thanks. Like, that's so nice. It's like proof you were there. So it's
right.
Like, I don't know. It's like,
right.
That the Holy Spirit's with me. Like, I got a gift.
But they are, I mean, it's a gift, but it's also a gift given to us for service. Yeah. So there's something that we need to do with it, which I think is something that I'm learning more in my, oh my gosh, I was gonna say late 20s. No! In my late 20s, I am 3 days into 30, so past tense, late 20s. And then verse 7 says, a spiritual gift is given to each of us so that we can help each other. And then in verse 28, it lists out the gifts of the Spirit. Some were apostles, second were prophets, third are teachers. And then those who do miracles, some have the gift of healing, those who can help others, those who have the gift of leadership, and those who speak in unknown languages. And I think that's definitely not the only list of spiritual gifts. We gotta find the other one. But point being, like, the Holy Spirit is a fully functioning part of the Trinity. I think what I'm stuck on right now is, like, why? And I don't know how much we want to get into it, but it's like, why are we afraid to talk about the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit is all over the New Testament?
Yeah, and I really feel like, at least for me, I think my concept of who the Holy Spirit is mainly, well, was mainly around the idea or the topic of speaking in tongues or prophesying,
right?
All those things that you can't really fully explain,
right?
So it seems a little bit scary,
right?
Or like creepy,
right?
So it was like, for me, it just always seemed like one of those not taboo topics, but one of those
we can't understand it, so let's just
like,
not
let's just not talk about that. Like, oh, that was interesting. I have no words for that. So moving on, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know.
I don't know either, because I almost don't want to say we can't understand it now. I'm like, well, we have an explanation. Jesus said he was sending us the Spirit, and here it is. But I guess, like you said, because it's not, like, I could say something and say, oh, I just had discernment, and it's not like, I don't have a chapter verse for why I think this. Right. I think anything that somebody might say or do and credit the Holy Spirit can be backed up in his word. I was reading a book years ago, I still have it, but called Discerning the Voice of God by Priscilla Shirer. I just remember her saying something to the same effect. Like, anything that you hear from the Lord can be, you can cross-reference, you know, right. Some, there's some principle that'll back it up. Like, the Lord won't speak contradictory to his word.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, I just feel like there was so long where I was crediting myself, just like one of our followers said, for wisdom and, you know, for stuff that it's like, really, if I wonder how much more enriching my relationship with the Lord could have been if I was recognizing him for what he was doing.
Yeah.
Because that's what he wants to do. He wants to be present and speak to us.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is like the closest to us physically, because he's in us.
Yeah. And I feel like even in small ways, I've been trying to get better. I guess it's not small, because it's pretty big, the Lord is speaking. But I feel like even in small ways, I've been practicing recognizing the Holy Spirit and practicing giving him the acknowledgement. So, like, let's say, because this happens from time to time, like, if I'm getting ready to go to the gym or getting ready to leave somewhere, and I'm getting into my car and I realize, oh, I forgot my wallet in the house.
Yeah.
I really feel like the Lord brought that to my mind, because where would that have come from? Yeah. So, like, in those moments, I'm now making myself say, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Like, oh, because that didn't come from me. I was leaving. Right. I was about to go. So, right. Like, the Lord showed that to me. Or if I have all of a sudden this thought about somebody, and then you go talk to them, and that thought that you had is what they're sharing with you now. It's like, oh, thank you, Lord, because that's not me.
Right.
I'm not a superhero. Like, it literally wasn't me.
I cannot read minds.
Yeah. So it's just like, in those ways, just like, just taking the time to actually acknowledge that He is the one speaking, and He's doing it for a reason. Like, He's not just talking for talking's sake, but He's talking because He genuinely wants to be in relationship with us. You know, like, He cares.
Yeah. And He has a purpose to carry out. Like, His job is to, well, to advocate for us, but also to teach us and to guide us so that we can live out Jesus' life on earth while we're still here. Because that's why we're here. It's like, and I've probably heard this before somewhere else. So I'm stealing it from some pastor at some point in my life, I'm sure. But it's like that episode of Sister, that we were just talking about, where one of them goes on a date and the other one's in her ear.
Oh, the Salt Shaker episode!
Like, we're walking around with our closest friend in our ear at all times. And a lot of the times we're ignoring them.
Yeah.
We're ignoring Him. And I think why I get so fired up about it right now, even, is that because there's just so much more that we are missing out on, and there's so much more that we could be doing to encourage each other and to, like I said, I don't know, evangelize even. Like, I just feel like we, as Christians, are living well below, like, our means. Like, there's so, we don't have to wait until heaven to be in relationship, in a real relationship with the Lord.
Like, we can get that now because the Holy Spirit is living with us.
Yeah.
Is in us.
Like, that's why Jesus left.
Yeah. Him. So we can experience His goodness now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, Jesus was like, I'm leaving. I'm no longer going to be here. But, like, the Holy Spirit is with you.
Yeah.
So that you still have someone. It's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for Jesus to come. Jesus physically is not here. Mm-hmm. But we're still, like, connected to Him.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
It's like having a walkie-talkie.
Yeah. I was going to say it's like having a can with a string connected to another can.
But welcome to 2019.
But a walkie-talkie works too.
Yeah. No, that's true. Like, he's close and he's near, and we don't have to, like, we don't have to worry about things. We don't have to fear things, because why?
Yeah.
You know, like, why?
Yeah. And I was reading in Joel chapter 2, verses 28 and 32, about the last days. It's a prophecy about the last days, which we're not in yet. You know, some people will say that we're getting close, and we don't really know. But so far, Jesus isn't here, so it's not the last day. It might be the last days, but it's not the very last day. And it says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. This is in the Old Testament, mind you. Before Jesus talked about leaving the Holy Spirit. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. And your young men will see visions. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on servants, men and women alike. And I will cause wonders in the heavens and on the earth. Blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun will become dark and the moon will turn blood red before the great and terrible day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For some on Mount Zion and Jerusalem will escape, just as the Lord has said. And I don't know, part of that could sound really dark, and I don't want to, well, maybe I do, because it's serious. Like, the last days, there are some people who are going to get to the end of their life and not know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And not experience salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those of us who have, like, this is urgent. It's urgent for us to, like, wake up and pay attention to what we already have.
Mm-hmm.
and really recognize it for what it is, and so we'll be more apt to tell other people. Mm-hmm. Like, if we really tapped into the relationship that we are supposed to have with the Lord, then why we wouldn't be afraid to tell other people. We wouldn't be okay with people just walking around without it, mm-hmm. you know? And I'm talking to myself, you know? Yeah. So I think that oftentimes we're just okay with, oh, well, you know, like, well, hopefully Jesus will save them, but I don't know. I just feel like if it could click for me in a way where I recognize the Holy Spirit as my lifeline.
Right.
Then I won't be okay with watching other people walk around. And I don't know, there's just so much that we can talk about. I'm overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. But it's not spooky, it's not scary. It's in the Bible. Prophecy, dreams, visions, they're all things that I never really heard about growing up, but mm-hmm. it's in the Old and the New Testament. And like I said, we're living in the last days now. The times where the Lord spoke about pouring out his Spirit on all people. And I just feel like we haven't seen anything yet. And so it's not something that we need to ignore. Yeah. I don't know, it's like hearing the news of a coming storm, like a hurricane coming in the next few days, but then ignoring it because the weather report happened a few days ago. It's like, oh, that happened already. It's like, no, it's coming.
Yeah, still prepare.
It's still coming. That's how I feel like we see the Old Testament. It's like, oh, well, talk about the Holy Spirit in the Bible. Mm-hmm. That's old times work. We're in 2019. It's like, mm-hmm. no, it hasn't happened yet. Like, yeah. it's still relevant.
Yeah.
So there's so much that we could say. And so much that I know I will personally still be thinking about, but in the meantime, I think we just want to encourage people to get to know the Holy Spirit, and I think the Gospels are a good place to start getting to know Jesus, because he's left us his Spirit, and so we're equipped to be able to follow Jesus because of the Holy Spirit, and we can list out some verses that we found specifically talking about the Holy Spirit as well, like in the show notes, if you want to do your own research, which I would encourage.
Yeah.
Don't just listen to us, please.
Go. Goodness, please.
But
I'm sure you're not.
Right. Probably not. Hopefully not. If anyone is getting all of their like biblical research and knowledge from this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here to say that we're not just talking, you know, out of nowhere, but yeah, at the same time, read your Bible, please.
Yeah.
So we'll leave that below, and maybe a few links to some sermons that we find, if we find some that we think are solid that speak about the Holy Spirit for those of you who maybe grew up like us and didn't hear much about one third of the Trinity.
Yeah.
And then those of you who did, we'd love to keep talking about, you know, what your experiences were.
Mm-hmm.
How that impacted how you see a relationship with the Lord, how that impacted how you interacted with other Christians.
Yeah.
I think it's a big one. Yeah, we want to keep talking about it.
Yeah. It's important stuff, man.
Yeah. As always, thank you so much for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at Sunday Afternoon Podcast and on Facebook.
You just search Sunday Afternoon.
Right. And if you want, you can follow our personal Instagrams. Mine, Instagrams, yeah, that's plural. That makes sense. Mine is at Jelana Jones, JilLaNaJones.
And you can follow my Instagram, but I haven't posted, so there's no need to be talking about it, honestly, just to be 100% real. And I don't know when I ever plan on posting again, so there's that. But you can probably find it if you follow the Sunday Afternoon Podcast.
Yeah, we'll tag her in something, I'm sure. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening, and
we will see you next Sunday.
Bye, guys.